Simmers Morning Skate with Brad Larson, the head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets. First of all, we a little more COVID action going on here. Two of the Canucks. I guess you just got to plow through this and keep going, eh?
Well, we just do what the league's telling us to do, right? So we can manage our side of it. That's all we're doing. And it's everywhere. You can see Calgary, you see Carolina, you see Boston, you had some guys, it's around. And all the other sports are going through it too. Seems like the NFL's up. So that's the world we live in right now, and we got to just manage it as best we can.
On top of that, I think 13 of 17 at some point on the road for you guys. This is a hell of a challenge.
Yeah, I tried to count it up. I think we're on the road. We're on a stretch. We're on 29 of 34 or 35 days on the road. Ooh. It's crazy. It's my 25th year in pro hockey. I've never seen this with back-to-back-to-back road trips like this. So, you know, you can look at the big picture. It's I know it sounds silly and gets redundant and kind of stale, but it's really one day at a time and just try and focus on what we have tonight.
Is this club performing better than you originally expected? Where are you at as a hockey team?
Well, I think, like anything, you have, from week to week, it changes. You know, we've had a decent week. We went 2-1-1 this past week here with a tough schedule. And, you know, we got the win in Seattle. I thought it wasn't a complete game. But, you know, it's a tough game for us on the turnaround and the travel and the time change and all that stuff. And, so found a way to get the result. We know this team here, they outplayed us in our building. We played them a couple weeks ago. They were the better team, but we found a way to win. And they're playing with confidence. They've won four in a row, so we know we got to be sharp here tonight, and you know, hopefully we can find our game.
Brad, there's an incredible personal story this season for you guys with the passing of Mattis this summer, your goaltender killed, and then Elvis, his fellow Latvian, stepping up and kind of owning it. What do you say about Elvis and the whole thing?
Well, it affected a lot of people. I mean, to get that call that night, and it's just surreal, right? He's a young man. He's got his whole life ahead of him, and you know, from a tragic accident like that, and it affected a lot of people. It affected Elvis and Manny. There's a lot of people closest to him, or really close to this young man. So it's been hard on the organization and individuals that who knew him better, absolutely. And I know it's been hard on Elvis personally. But, you know, every day you just, you know, there's been a lot of communication, a lot of just dealing with it, working through it. And, there's no timetable on grieving, right? And things are going to pop up, I think, too, to maybe trigger some things and go through it. So we're trying to deal it like a family and just be open and honest about it and deal with it as the day comes.
Because I know he's using that as his inspiration. So,
yeah.
I mean, hopefully that continues to work for him.
Yeah, no, he took upon himself to really dedicate a lot of things to Matisse and, you know, like so many others too, you know, Pierre-Luc Dubois, who played with him, he switched his number. And there's other guys that quietly, you know, do it on their own. And again, everybody's dealing with it differently. And it's just something we try to, you know, make sure that we're talking about and addressing. And if they need help or talk, we're talking.
Well, I appreciate you talking about it. And always a pleasure to talk to you here on Simmers Morning Skate. Have a good evening.
All right, thank you.